Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and join our man, Henry Bushnell from Yahoo Sports. Had an article on Yahoo Sports earlier today. It's linked at 1057fmthefan.com about the miraculous turnaround of the Milwaukee Bucks. Henry, we really appreciate the time on short notice earlier today.
No problem. Glad to be here, guys. Thanks a lot.
Henry, the first thing that I want to thank you for the article, reminding me of some of just the absolutely horrendous moments that we saw at the BMO Harris Bradley Center in that time. I had forgotten about the bags on the heads game, but my man Sparky here was actually hanging out and partying with the guys that did it after the game.
Yeah, I was doing a post-game show in downtown Milwaukee, because in Milwaukee, for all these years, nobody even did a call-in post-game show outside of us, so... I was doing a call-in post-game show, and all those guys all came over by where I was broadcasting immediately after they did that game. And that group of guys was also part of the whole Save Our Bucks deal as well, when that started going, when they were trying to get a new arena built here in Milwaukee.
Yep, absolutely. And as I understand it, that was certainly not the only low point of the... You know, so I'm not from Milwaukee originally. I haven't, you know, followed... It's not like I've followed Milwaukee sports my whole life, but... You know, it was interesting digging into this to just go back into an era where I imagine a lot of you guys experienced it up close and personal. There just wasn't much hope for a championship contender at all.
Well, that Bulls game that's referenced in that same article, I was doing a post-game show across the street that night, and the entire bar was filled with Bulls fans after that game. And I was at that game before I went across the street to do the post-game show. And they were doing chants for their own guys during that game.
At the free throw line, they chanted MVP for Derrick Rose.
I mean, it was absolutely insane.
Yep. And, you know, it's interesting because, so Peter Fagan, the Bucks president, and some of the other guys that came with him, one of the guys I was talking to was telling me that, so they had come from, in a past life, they'd worked for the Knicks.
MGM, yep.
And they had been on the other side of that when they would go to play the New Jersey Nets in Jersey, where it was you know, all Knicks fans flooding in. And then, so the second home game, to see that, you know, to be on the other side of it for the first time, just to talking to them, it sounds like it really was jarring for them. And Fagan is like he's very personable, very nice, but he also has like a fiery side to him. I can imagine, you know, being in the meeting after that game, just what it was like. You know, it's just like a determined, you know, striving to be better, like this absolutely has to change.
The crazy part about it is not only did they get it to change, but then they had the benefit of the John Hammond draft pick of Giannis, and if he doesn't progress from year one and year two to the superstar that he is now, it may really not be that much different, even with everything they did.
Right, and that's, you know, that when I was going into this story, that's really one of the key questions that I tried to approach and that I tried to... You know, maybe there's not a definitive way to answer it, but to try to discuss it, whether, like, how much of this would be improved? Is this just all Giannis, would it be better even if Giannis, you just like didn't exist or hadn't been picked by the Bucks? And obviously, Giannis is the single most important, you know, person in the revival, because in the end, fans aren't going to show up. Like, if this team were, you know, if they were battling for an 8 seed and just didn't have much hope of, you know, contending, then maybe fans probably would have shown up, you know, new arena, a bit of buzz around just seeing a new building that is pretty darn nice. But then it would have tailed off. But now you've seen, like, they're going to sell out every game the rest of the season, and probably, you know, they're going to start next season selling out games. Giannis is the reason that it's real. The question is how much all the other stuff matters. And I think hiring a third team chef doesn't matter in itself. But I think my takeaway from reporting the story was just that all these incremental behind the scenes differences and improvements. Piece by piece, they build up and they make this kind of thing sustainable, whether that's in, you know, convincing a player like Giannis to stay because there's infrastructure around him, or if it's just, you know, it after Giannis's Bucks career is over or whatever, then that baseline that you fall back down to isn't as low. And the other thing is just that the owners have shown they're willing to commit resources to all these things, whether it's behind the scenes or whether it's the players. And that's really what I think the key is beyond Giannis.
Well, no doubt. And I think John Hammond, though, I don't get talked, but, you know, he's the one that made the draft pick. And
yep.
What was he? Was Giannis 15th, I believe? Was
yep.
it? Was it? Now, yep. And then took Thon Maker, I believe, at 10th. That didn't work out so well, but you hit on one of those guys, could be a transcending player, John Hammond did.
Right, exactly. And that's what you have to do. You know, you take those gambles rather than take the, you know, short thing, six man, or, you know, decent NBA starter. You take the gambles and you hope that you hit on one, and that's exactly what they did.
You know, the other thing about this is you get in that whole conversation about luxury tax and so forth, and the transition of ownership that's going to happen here with Eden's having the final say right now, and then Lazary eventually getting the final say, and how both of the quotes that they had kind of differ from one another, and really the only quote that really matters at the end of the day will be Lazary's, because it's going to be his deal.
Right. And I think, you know, I think they might have interpreted the question. I asked the same question to both of them. They might have interpreted it in a different way. I think Eden saying they are absolutely willing to go over the tax doesn't mean they absolutely will go over the tax, if you, like, notice the slight change. Whereas Lazary kind of interpreted it as, like, will you go over the tax to sign these guys? And he's saying it sounds like he's saying they're willing to, but it's going to depend. I think the key part of how he answered that question is that they're not going to be swayed by this outstanding regular season, that it's going to depend on how they do in the playoffs. And if they, you know, I think we're pretty sure they're going to win the first round, but say they go out in the second round in five games, then they're going to have some questions to ask themselves about how far they want to go to keep this team together.
Talking with Henry Bushnell of YahooSports.com, the author of the article, The Miracle Reincarnation of the Milwaukee Bucks. You can find it at 1057FMTheFan.com. Henry, when you were doing this article and understanding just the makeup of this team with four guys that are heading to free agency, what do you feel like is the aura around the NBA of these guys? Are they going to be able to do this outside of Milwaukee, or do they believe it is a chemistry-based thing?
You know, I'm not exactly. I think if you were to ask that question around the league, I don't have any like inside info on this. But I think you'd get different answers to that question around the league. I think everybody is of the mindset that what Bud has done with this team has certainly temporarily boosted these guys' values. Now, that doesn't mean they couldn't find another situation elsewhere that would also accentuate their strengths and really, you know, play up their abilities. But they are certainly in probably the best situation that they could possibly be in right now. The question will be whether teams think they can replicate that situation elsewhere. And for example, I know there's been rumblings about Indiana possibly being a Chris Middleton suitor. So it's whether those teams think that they can replicate this Bucks situation and use these players in similar ways, it's going to determine whether Middleton gets the max or how much money, you know, Bledsoe has in offers from elsewhere and stuff like that.
So you interviewed all these guys that are in the article, right? You didn't take quotes from somewhere else. You talked to Peter Fagan yourself and all that, right?
Correct.
What's the vibe that you got from some of these guys, like you said, that came from New York or from the Knicks or MGM as far as their thoughts on Milwaukee then versus their thoughts on Milwaukee now?
So it's interesting. You know, Fagan he's done an outstanding job of, and he's really good at, like, relating to the average fan, I think. And, you know, I was walking around. I came for one day, came for a game, and was walking around the concourse with him, kind of just, you know, like 20 minutes before the game or so. And he's interacting with fans, and fans are stopping him and taking pictures and stuff. And from what I've heard, you know, he really has done a good job. He's just, like, relating to people around the city, too, and getting to know getting to know the area and getting to know whether it's local restaurant owners or people like that. He also, like I think I mentioned this earlier, he definitely does have another side to him that the average fan probably isn't going to see in an interview, or that, you know, that even that I saw in just in walking around with him and talking with him. He, like, when this whole group came in 2014, they were very determined to just change the culture and, you know, increase accountability within the organization on every level, you know, from ticket sales up to, you know, basketball operations, and really everything. But I mean, obviously it seems like they're certainly committed to Milwaukee, and they're taking this in full stride. And they've certainly, I think they would tell you, they have made it a point to learn about the area and learn about Wisconsin and learn about Wisconsinites over the past 4 years, and I think they probably have learned a lot. And because, you know, one of the things that Fagan said to me is to have success as a business in Wisconsin or in Milwaukee or just in the Midwest in general, you have to be authentic. That's just the only way. Like, they have to be authentic in Milwaukee. It's the only way you can run a successful business in this area of the country. So I think that's what they've tried to do, and I think they're doing a really good job of doing that.
Henry Bushnell of YahooSports.com. We appreciate the time, man. You can follow him on Twitter, at Henry Bushnell. Gary?
Does he got some of that, what you call those things you look at? You got some of that binoculars?
Binoculars?
Yeah, you got some of that binoculars money, cuz?
No, I'm not. No relation to my Bushnell, no.
Damn. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, we would have been talking to a real pro at that point.
Right?
Would have had to been calling you Sir Henry. We appreciate the time, right, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Henry joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.